I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Former Northeast Louisiana and ULM head basketball coach Mike Vining, the winningest coach in the program's history, received a standing ovation with his wife Sammy by his side, along with their three kids and their spouses and five grandchildren. A banner recognizing 402, the number of wins Vining had as coach, was hung in Fant Ewing Coliseum Saturday night as the university honored Vining. He recalled some favorite moments from his playing and coaching career. He also played for then NLU from 1963 to 1967 as a shooting guard. Vining closed his remarks thanking everyone who attended the ceremony and those who were there for the 25-year journey that included trips to the NCAA tournament, conference titles, slam dunk champions, and the national block record for more than 10 years. One man was reported injured after a fire broke out at a natural gas plant in Webster Parish. KSLA-TV in Shreveport reports that Webster Sheriff Gary Sexton says the fire started Saturday afternoon at a collection tank at the plant in Dubberly. The man hurt his back when he jumped in from scaffolding. No other injuries were reported. A portion of Webster's sand plant cutoff road was closed, but no evacuations were ordered due to the incident. The Revenue Estimating Conference meets today and will determine the budget shortfall the state is facing this fiscal year and next. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has a preview of the upcoming meeting.
Council for Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin says it's likely the mid-year cuts will be needed to offset the deficit. He says they had projected a shortfall of $1.4 billion for next fiscal year.
Before the oil prices fell, now they're plummeting.
He says healthcare and higher education will likely be dealing with even more cuts due to the shortfall. Irwin says it's not just oil prices that have the state in this predicament.
We've been borrowing money from ourselves, essentially, to get through the budget year, year after year after year.
Michelle Southern reporting.
The Scott family of Alexandria is taking its place among legends of Louisiana politics as family members are posthumously being given special recognition by the Louisiana Political Museum in Winfield. The museum will honor the family, which includes the federal judge Nauman Scott II and his son, State Representative John Jock Scott, with the Political Family of Office Holders Award on February 7th during the Political Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The KEDM weather forecast: mostly fair skies during the day today with a high in the upper 50s. This is KEDM News.